This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. Imagine with me that you have a big presentation at work. The morning of the presentation, you wake up late, traffic is terrible, and by the time you arrive, everyone is already waiting on you. You feel yourself starting to sweat, your heart rate increases, your breathing is shallow, and you feel as though you might pass out. What you might be experiencing is a panic attack. Panic attacks are sudden episodes of intense fear or discomfort that usually resolve within 10 to 15 minutes or so. They involve physical symptoms such as a racing heart, sweating, shaking, shortness of breath, and dizziness. You may feel like you are even having a heart attack, but that is likely not what is happening. Of course, because the symptoms between a heart attack and panic are similar, it's safest to get medical advice and talk with your doctor if there's any doubt. But panic attacks are the physical effects of the fight, flight, freeze response going into overdrive. They feel extremely scary at the time, but they are not going to hurt you. You cannot die from a panic attack. Most usually do resolve within minutes, but that doesn't mean that they aren't very difficult to go through. I want to give you a couple of tips to help you in the moment if you are experiencing panic symptoms. When we focus on our panic symptoms, they become more intense. So the key to managing symptoms of panic is to focus instead on our external world through our senses. My first tip is to use cold water, and you can do this in a variety of ways. You can hold an ice cube in your hand. You can splash your face with cold water. You can even dunk your face into a bowl of cold or icy water. This doesn't sound like much fun, I know, but neither is a panic attack. What this cold water trick does is it activates your body's parasympathetic nervous system, which automatically slows your heart rate and calms your panic symptoms. Another thing you can do is eat a piece of really sour candy, like a Warhead or Sour Skittles. Sounds weird, right? But this works by redirecting your brain's attention away from your panic and anxiety and gives you a multisensory experience that helps to ground you. You can also utilize a variety of grounding techniques and deep breathing techniques, and we have recorded podcasts explaining those in more detail. Another sensory activity you can do is to give yourself a hug or do something called the butterfly hug, which is where you cross your arms with your hands on your shoulders and gently begin to tap back and forth. But perhaps the most important thing you can do is to let your panic symptoms come. Don't fight it, roll with it. And I know how counterintuitive that sounds, but what feeds panic is the belief that your symptoms are dangerous. You can retrain your brain out of panic by reminding yourself, this feels uncomfortable, but it is not dangerous. I am not going to die from this. So instead of fighting them, when you accept the panic symptoms, it retrains your brain to believe that you aren't actually in a dangerous situation. So the next time you are experiencing panic symptoms, try one of these and see what works best for you. And finally, you might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your care coach. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.